If I could have a little music, please. It's amazingly similar to what you're going through. I mean, not that you're a caterpillar, but you're the human going through this experience. The cocoon is your awakening. You're coming into realization. You could say that you've been in a cocoon for quite some time now, turning into mush. But you're still aware. You still have the I exist. You're still there. You don't have an imaginal disc because that's unique to the caterpillar, the butterfly. But you have something called the clear crystal flame. You can't find it in the body. If you dissected a human, you couldn't find this clear crystal flame within it. But it's always been there. When I say that, coming to realization is a natural process. I say that because this thing that's always been there, this crystal flame, is the thing that was going to bring you to realization. You were never going to get stuck on this planet. You're never really going to get lost. Not in your physical body. It's not in your mind, but it is you. It's part of you. And now it comes into awareness. Not before, not. It doesn't come into the awareness in the early parts of awakening or as you come into your mastery. It's only when you come to this point, coming into realization. That's why I chose today, our first shout of 2020, to talk about it. Whether or not you're choosing realization doesn't matter. You can tell me that you're choosing it, you're not choosing it. You can say that it's delayed because you're getting in your own way. You could say you want it now. None of this matters. Because that's a human trying to manipulate the clear crystal flame of the I Am. And the only thing you can really do is allow. You know, that caterpillar, it's going to try to outmaneuver that imaginal discs and try to get back to being a caterpillar. But the imaginal discs do not respond scientifically. I mean, in your human realm, they will not respond. But it's the same way with you, the human, and the clear crystal flame. You haven't seen it, you haven't been aware of it up to now for a wide variety of reasons, but it's always been there. It's akin to the imaginal disc because it is your realized self. It's all the components. It's the components for your free energy body. It's the components for the Nost. Not human Nost, not human mind, but it's the components for a whole different way of understanding, being aware of things. It's all there. Every one of you has this. It's now time for that to come into your awareness. You cannot manipulate it. And I know you're going to try. Don't bother asking it for money. It doesn't even know about things like that. This beautiful, clear, crystal flame is the thing that ultimately guides you into realization. It's all the components for what you become. It's all yours. It doesn't belong to anyone else. If anybody tried to find it within you, tried to go into your cocoon, they couldn't find it. Because it only works for you. I asked the question, would you come back for another lifetime on the planet? No. Once you become the butterfly, you don't return to being a caterpillar, no. What you do is you emerge from this whole process, you come into realization, and you live the hell out of life. Whether it's 5 years, 10 years, 3 decades, you live the hell out of life right now. You don't need to come back, and you can't go back. I'll tell you that right now. But those of you who said, hell yeah, I want to enjoy life, do it now. There'll come a point where you're tired of it because you realize there's so much more in the other realms, so much more. You've had all the experiences that you can get on this planet. And you choose at one point to say, I'm done with it. But no, you're not going to come back. Really, would the butterfly ever go back to being a caterpillar? No. No. This clear crystal flame that's within each and every one of you, it's what's going to bring you into realization. So stop trying to do it yourself. It's part of you. You couldn't possibly find, if some of you are wondering, well, is there any negative or any darkness in this clear crystal flame? No, there's not. Is it going to make you suffer? Is it going to judge you? No, it's not about that. So when I say this year is about allowing, that's what I mean, allow what's there right now. You're going to start either feeling it or actually seeing it. And that's the thing that brings you into realization. Take a deep breath and just feel into it for a moment. By the way, dear human, you're not going to bring yourself into realization. You're not. And that's actually should be a relief. Feel into this beautiful, clear, crystal flame. It is so much like the imaginal discs of the butterfly. We come into 2020 and there's everything from excitement, enthusiasm, doubt, all the rest of that. You don't have to worry about any of it. Nothing you have to do. That's why I say drop all the resolutions. Stop all the struggles and the trying to figure things out. Imaginal discs are very real. I mean, this isn't just a story. They're very real. They allow a magical transmutation of the caterpillar into the butterfly. It's not the butterfly making itself a caterpillar. It's not the human making themselves realized. The imaginal discs, you could say, are the potentials of all that can be. And so is that clear crystal flame within each and every one of you. Let this guide the way to be the way. Let it bring you into realization. And yes, you're going to have times when your body hurts. You're going through a tremendous amount of final changes. Do you think it was easy on the caterpillar being turned to mush? And there's still going to be times of doubt. There's still going to be some inner conflicts. Just allow them now. Just allow them. I mean, don't give it a lot of attention. Don't get yourself all in a mental swirl about things. This is the time that, well, you could say it was prophesized, but this is the time that you chose to come to this planet for realization, and now it's here. Just allow it. Everything here is kind of picked up by, handled, you could say, by the clear crystal flame. Again, it's yours and only yours. It doesn't belong to anyone else, not shared with the group, but it's none of that. But everything else here is just kind of picked up, managed, brought to realization. Calder's asking me, is there nothing more the human can do then? Is this it? Oh, no, actually. That would be missing the point. The human can experience it. Not direct it and manage it, not try to make it happen, but the human can experience it. And isn't that what you're here for? I'll go so far as to say there's not even a choice anymore. And I know that sounds rough to some of you who say, damn it, I do have a choice. Actually, you really don't. No. You're far, far too into your realization. And the wheels are turning. The clear crystal flame is already doing its thing. I know that sounds kind of harsh. No, you actually really don't have a choice anymore. It's happening. Do you think the butterfly or the caterpillar actually had a choice in the final moments within the cocoon to suddenly say, no, I want to go back to being... No, it was far too late. So many other things taking place, so many other things happening. You know, I literally put my energy into a cocoon where the caterpillar was just about to emerge now as the butterfly. I wanted to experience, I wanted to really feel the imaginal discs, not through a scientist microscope, but I wanted to see them. And they were glowing. They were actually like crystals. The ones I saw in this particular larva were like purple, of course. And they were glowing like crystals. And they were doing all the, you could say, the work. They were bringing about this process. It was beautiful to behold. And it was sad in a way at the same moment, because here was what used to be a wonderful caterpillar, and its days as a caterpillar were done. And even then, there was this joy of knowing it was going to be emerging in just a moment as a butterfly, there was also a feeling of loss that it would never be a caterpillar again, but that feeling faded the moment it spread its wings. It never wanted to go back. You could do that too, by the way. You just project your energy, your consciousness. It was quite amazing. But back to the point here. If you're holding back because of a relationship, or you have a business you want to really get going or close down, or no matter what it is, you think that because doctor just told you had some dreaded disease that you have to wait. It's really beyond you right now. Calder's telling me, well, that's not very nice of Thomas. Shouldn't you be telling everybody they're empowered, they can do whatever they want? No, actually, I see the beauty in it. You're going to be emerging out of many, many lifetimes on this planet as a human. And you're going to stay human, too. That's kind of the cool thing. But as an enlightened being, fully realized. All you're being asked to do right now, dear human, is to allow. Oh, I can hear some Shambra are just absolutely angry with me. They're insisting that they have a choice. They're insisting they can do anything they want. All I'm telling you is if you come this far, it's too late. But then I got to ask the question. If you've come this far, didn't you want this to happen? Sometimes humans, silly humans, they make no sense at all. Let's take a deep breath, and I ask you now to feel deeply into your clear crystal flame, the thing that's going to take it from here for you. Just like those imaginal discs. This is the thing that knows how to put all the parts and pieces together to bring you into realization. And here it's really beautiful because it doesn't matter what your old karma was. It doesn't matter what you did in this lifetime. None of that matters from here on. It doesn't matter how many lifetimes you lived. It doesn't matter what you're doing right now. None of that matters. This is the time to really let go and allow. Very personal time, very, very private time also. There's been a lot of discussion among Shambra, saying as you come into your realization, do you go out and talk about it, declare it, pound your chest? You know, that's caterpillar thinking. Realization is so intimate and so private, deeply private. We'll talk about that in times to come, you know. You even talk about it with other Shambra? Maybe. But well, when you come to the open house at the Ascended Masters Club and you ask some of the other Ascended Masters, they're all going to kind of smile and laugh and it's like, you know, from their experience, it's so deeply personal. There's not a desire to run out and scream it out to other people or even to Shambra. And then there's something else. They're going to tell you about, or they're going to give you all sorts of stories, by the way, but they're also going to tell you there's kind of a thing between realized masters, embodied realized masters. They don't have to say a word. They already know between each other. It's not like a bell rings or anything, but there's instant knowingness from one to another. And there's just a little bit of a smile that they have, a knowingness like, yeah, you're there, I know it. Let's take a deep breath here into allowing. It's the most important thing for this year. It's actually the only thing you can really do. You no longer really have a choice. You no longer really can do anything to facilitate your realization. Now it's all, how do you want to experience it? That's it. How do you want to experience it? You cannot tell it at this point that it should take a week or a year. And you can't even say, I don't know. You can't. You can't say, I'm not sure if I really want it or when I want it or how I want it. None of that applies. The clear crystal flame, it brings you the rest of the way. You've done a lot to get here. You've done a lot, but this clear crystal flame, it does the rest. It has to at this time because humans simply wouldn't be capable of it. Let's take a deep breath. These imaginal discs that are within the, well, they're actually not within the caterpillar, not in a physical, scientific way. They don't show up until the later stages of the larvae in the cocoon. Isn't that amazing? It's the same with the clear crystal flame. It's only now. Let's take a good deep breath and do this year of allowing, when so many will come into realization. Let's take a deep breath and acknowledge all the work that the human's done, and now you can take a deep breath. The crystal flame takes it from here. With that, my dear friends, I am Adamus of Sovereign Domain, and all is well in all of creation. Thank you.